Thank you, everyone, for joining us today for this XBRL US webcast. I'm Lynn Haslop, Communications Manager for XBRL US, and joining us today is John Stanchel, Assistant Controller for United Technologies Corporation. As you may know, on May 14th, the SEC announced a rule proposal that, if enacted as proposed, would mandate the use of XBRL for public company reporting beginning as early as 2009. In 2005, the SEC established an XBRL voluntary filing program, and John and United Technologies have participated in the program virtually since its inception. John has also been an active member of a team of voluntary filing participants that provided valuable input to XBRL US on the development of the US GAAP taxonomies, the preparer's guide, and technical documentation. Today, we'll be talking to John about his experiences with the SEC's voluntary filing program and get his advice on how other companies can get started using XBRL for their own business reporting. Welcome, John. My first question today is, why did United Technologies decide to join the voluntary filing program?
Yeah, actually, it was a natural extension of really just trying to understand what XBRL was about 3 years ago when it was starting to become spoken of more prevalently. We decided that we really needed to understand what the movement was about, what the implications were to the company, what it meant to be filing something in XBRL. And so after we started digging in, grabbed a tagging package and started tagging, it just seemed logical to go to the next extension, which was to file with a voluntary filing program to understand that part of the process as well.
And how did you get started? Did you put together a team internally? Or what was your process for beginning?
Yeah, actually, in our case, we did not do it in a team fashion, and we did not do a formal mapping exercise. We really have a rather small group of people here in financial reporting. Even though we're a large corporation, there's only five of us here. So what we decided to do was just one of us, and in the beginning it happened to be myself, simply acquired a license to one of the tagging softwares that were available at the time, and then simply sat down to understand the tool, and then took a random document, in this case it was a condensed financial statements from a press release, and just set out to tag to see what was exactly involved in using the software and what these concepts were that were somewhat arcane and a little difficult to understand, such as taxonomies and tags, and work through it in a hands-on fashion. And that exercise took approximately, I'd say, about 40 hours working off and on around other activities. And then once we were complete and had validated the work that was done, we submitted on through to the voluntary filing program and then decided to stay involved after that point to try to continue maturing our processes and efforts.
And can you tell us, John, how has your participation in the voluntary filing program helped you to be an early adopter?
Yeah, actually, there were a lot of ways, and the program itself was highly beneficial in that it was very open and unstructured. So what it enabled us to do was work through our learning curve, especially since we had no one here who had any prior knowledge of XBRL. Also, no one here really was technically oriented or an IT. We're all accountants. So we had a little bit of a learning curve, and so with the open-ended nature of the filing program, we could chip away at that over a period of time. You could select which documents you wanted to file, or for that matter, even which portions of a document you wanted to file. So it allowed us to select, as I said, an 8K, which we thought was a nice, easy one to start with, as it just had basic financials. And then experiment with it, learn the tool, learn the process, then file. And then we decided to get the process more systemic. We'd continue selecting documents, working with them, and furnish them to the voluntary filing program so that we could get a mature, I'll say, learned out process in the event that it ever did become a requirement to file in that means. Along the way, there was a lot of opportunity to work with software vendors, to provide feedback to the SEC, ultimately to provide feedback to XBRL US when it was formed.
Right.
On the process, on the tools, on how it should come about, all kinds of means which we very much wanted the opportunity to do so that if and when XBRL became mandated, it was something that would be beneficial to us as a filer.
You'd be prepared.
We'd be prepared. It would be a workable process. It would not be expensive. It would not require tremendous resources. We wanted something that balanced nicely between benefits and effort. And there was all kinds of vehicles in our today to continue to influence it in that direction.
That's great. Can you tell us what were your biggest challenges and what do you see as the biggest challenges for companies who are just getting started today?
Yeah, interestingly, our challenges, I think, will be different than what companies will face today. Ours came about because of the early involvement we had approximately 3 years ago. At that time, there was very little information in the public domain. There were few resources available other than the vendors themselves. The U.S. GAAP taxonomy was not fully developed. The tools had some bugs in them and so forth. So we had to overcome all of that. For today's filers, they're very lucky in that those issues have been worked through. So I think really the only potential issue facing a filer today would simply be the time. And by time, I mean the time remaining before they may be in the position of having to submit a document. Although the learning curve isn't extensive, there is a learning curve. It does take some acclimating to the software tools and to the lexicon and so forth. And so I would highly encourage companies who have not done anything with XBRL to not waste the remaining months before the rule is potentially enacted and start now so that they're well prepared in the first quarter if that happens to be when they have to file.
Right. I mean, aside from encouraging companies to start now, what other advice would you give preparers?
I think the single best thing we did was to go out and get a tagging tool and to actually try it. You can spend a lot of time trying to intellectualize XBRL, you know, go to conferences and read and plan and things of that nature, and I think you can dramatically leapfrog that process and expedite your learning by simply getting a tool. And the tools are so inexpensive that even if you went out and got one and decided that after you did it, fine, you now understand it, but would rather outsource it, no big deal. You can toss it. Some of the tools start for as little as a few hundred dollars. There's even apparently a free software available now on the web. I think also if you're to ever take XBRL, its capabilities beyond just SEC reporting, which is where the true benefit lies, that is going beyond SEC reporting. Mm-hmm. The only way to really understand that as it applies to your company and your particular processes is to work with the medium because it helps to trigger the knowledge that's necessary to see how then you can apply this to so many other processes, problems, and situations that you might have across your particular entity, whether you're small, medium, or large entity. And that's the stage we're at now where we understand what it can do, and now we're trying to push it into various different issues and processes that we have here at our company.
That's great. John, I want to thank you for your time and also for the great advice. And for all the preparers in our audience, I recommend that you go to our website, xbrl.us, where you can review the taxonomies, the preparer's guide, learn about tools and services, and read case studies from companies who are already using XBRL. Thanks again, John, and this concludes today's podcast.